Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we've moved from exploratory committees in the fall to candidate filing in January to the primary election in June and finally to the general election in November, the field of candidates gets smaller and smaller until finally we're left with the winners who will go on to serve in public office. At each step along the way, the field becomes clearer and clearer depending on who wins and who loses. And with that clarity comes the opportunity to formulate a reasonable game plan for the upcoming legislative session. With the primary election behind us, the likelihood that Christian conservatives will play a key role in passing reasonable legislation has just taken a huge leap forward. With that in mind, we're starting to analyze good legislation that has passed the legislature in past sessions only to be vetoed by governors who don't share our worldview. That doesn't mean we're counting our chickens before they're hatched. We still have to get through the general election, but waiting until the last minute doesn't work either. With the election in November and the start of the legislative session the first week of January, the window for analyzing, drafting, and introducing legislation is narrow, and we have to hit the ground running. So what types of legislation are we looking at? Realistically, if we have conservative majorities in both houses and a conservative governor for the first time in 16 years, the sky's the limit. One bill at the top of our list would be the reintroduction of a bill banning infanticide or the killing of a child after it's born. That bill was passed by both houses last year and was immediately vetoed by Governor Bullock under the direction of Planned Parenthood. We'll push for reintroduction on day one. Other bills that fall under the abortion spectrum would be the defunding of Planned Parenthood, banning the teaching of sex education to kids as young as kindergarten, an ultrasound bill to give mothers the option of seeing an ultrasound of their baby and hearing the fetal heartbeat prior to an abortion, a ban on human cloning, passage of the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks gestation, which is the point that a child can begin to feel pain. Also, a bill to ban medication abortions by video conference, so-called Skype or Zoom abortions, and finally, mandating that health insurance companies offer at least one policy that does not cover abortions. All of these abortion-related bills have one thing in common. They were all passed by both houses of the legislature and were subsequently vetoed by Governor Bullock. It's time to get them across the finish line. Other prime candidates for reintroduction include bills to stop the Commissioner of Political Practices from harassing churches, a bill to create education savings accounts for students with special needs, and depending on how the U.S. Supreme Court rules in the Espinosa School Choice case, we could see an entire array of bills designed to provide educational options for struggling students. These are all good bills. We want them to pass. The other side wants them to fail. Who gets their wish depends on the outcome of the November elections. It's something to think about. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.